It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
1039-985-mypigradio.com. As we roll through this Thursday, April 9th, we've got a special guest on the phone with us, Dr. Becky Kessler, who is the superintendent of the Texarkana, Arkansas School District. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Now, I know that a lot of people have questions and such about school. Of course, Governor Asa Hutchinson earlier this week made the proclamation that, school, as far as in the classroom, is done for this semester. What's y'all's reaction to that?
You know, we really were not too surprised. We really saw that coming when he had delayed it through April 17th. We were thinking it might be, you know, through 1st of May or something like that. But then, you know, looking at it now, we feel like he made a very good decision, because we just don't feel like we'll be prepared to go back, you know, anytime before the end of the school year. I think, you know, safety is our first priority, as it is his. So I think he made a good call. Now, it's a little different for us, you know, with AMI instruction, with the students at home and teachers working from home, but we're just now getting in the swing of things. So I think we're going to be fine.
All right. So with about, I guess, approximately during a normal school year, 6 weeks to go, ending right before Memorial Day, are you planning on continuing the AMI or the homeschooling until that point, or are you going to end it a little early, or what?
Well, we are actually, you know, we're a little different from the other school districts in the state, because we did not have access to the PBS channel until just recently. Most of the school districts in Arkansas had PBS through their cable network, and we were so fortunate. Cable One went to bat for us, and they were able to get us that PBS channel, so we now can access the same thing that the other school districts have been using. So we know we have 4 weeks of AMI instruction that the Arkansas Department of Ed is providing, that is from of the Teachers of the Year. The past five Teachers of the Year have done lessons. So we feel very prepared, you know, that we've got plenty of instruction to make it through the next 6 weeks.
All right. And I know that there's a lot of concern about seniors. I mean, this kind of basically ruined the end of their school year as far as being a senior is concerned. There's nothing y'all can do about that. But what are the thoughts right now on the seniors' graduation ceremony?
Well, what we have told parents, I did a video a couple days ago, and I said, you know, we'll never be able to replace the time that they've lost, because the last couple months for a senior, you know, that's the best time of their you know, school career, mm-hmm. Because there's so many activities, award ceremonies, things like that. I said, we'll never be able to replace all of those things that they're going to miss. However, we are committed to having a formal graduation ceremony when all of this is behind us and we feel like it's safe to bring all of the students back. I'm sure we'll have that at Razorback Stadium. It could possibly be in August, or whenever we feel like, you know, whenever the governor lifts this and we feel like it's safe for large crowds. And the seniors will actually pick up their cap and gowns next week. We have a Johnson's is coming, and it's a process where it's out of the parking lot. It's pretty much a drive-through, pick up your cap and gown. So I think that made them feel a little bit better, that they will actually get together one more time and get to walk across the stage together. And that was important for us. I said, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you can never get back. So even if it's, you know, into next school year, we're committed to that. We've got our prom moms working on something, you know. I'm sure they're not going to be having a prom as they know it, but they're going to try to do something when all this is over, because they've already raised a lot of money this year and started buying prizes and things like that. So we've got several things in the works for seniors, so at least they will get to be together. I think that's an important thing. They want to be together and just, you know, enjoy each other before they all go their separate ways.
Well, that's what y'all came up with, a very good idea, and I agree with you totally on that. And I guess finally, as far as getting ready for the next school year, had the students already registered and picked their classes for next year, or how's that going to work?
No, we are actually going to do some virtual scheduling meetings, and we've got we're working with our middle school, junior high, and high school. We just met this week. They'll be putting out some videos to explain to parents how to get on there with your choice sheets and things like that. All of that will have to be done online, and hopefully we'll be able to walk parents through the process of of how to get your child in the classes that they prefer for next year, and then we'll just move forward. Because, you know, that, you know, it all is contingent upon which students want to take what classes as far as our personnel. So one thing depends on another. So we have a lot of things. I know everybody probably thinks that, you know, well, there's nothing going on right now. I think we're working harder now than we've ever worked. I said working from home is not an easy task. We've had a, you know, it's a learning curve for everyone. And so just doing some of these online and virtual meetings, it takes a lot to get those set up. So, but no, we fully expect to go ahead and schedule the kids and get everything done for next year. So when school does start, we'll be up and ready to go.
And I think everybody will be ready for normal going back to school. sometimes people are dreading it, but I think this year they'll be ready.
That's what I said. I said, I'm ready for real school again. All of this online, it's just different. And I said, you know, you forget how much you miss the people that you work with and seeing the kids. And that's the biggest piece. I think that, you know, the teachers are really missing seeing their students face-to-face. And so they're calling them twice a week and checking on them. And I heard from a parent the other day, and she said, you would have thought there was some celebrity calling her daughter because the teacher called and asked for her.
Right.
And, you know, it was like she was just over the moon excited that her teacher cared enough to call. So we're going to continue that throughout the rest of the school year because, the kids are missing the teachers. And, you know, kids may say sometimes they get tired of school, but they really do enjoy going.
That's right.
I think they're getting tired. They get bored at home, and I think they really do enjoy school.
All right. Well, Dr. Kessler, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. And, yeah, we're all ready to get back to the normal, but continue the good work over there at Texas County, Arkansas.
I will. And I just want to say one more thing. I want to
Sure.
remind our parents that we have food service across the district. Please take advantage of that. Every student in the district can pick up a grab-and-go breakfast and lunch. We have 19 different locations listed on our website, and we encourage them. Please take advantage of that free service that we're offering. We have it every day, Monday through Friday.
All right. We'll do that. And thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.